So as we are coming through our missions, we are looking to add 3 missionaries this year. And that's exciting. That means we're going to have some folks coming through here. And today we have Obed and Lacey. Say it again for me, Lacey. Can you? Barasinger. I even went over this beforehand. And I told her, I'm sorry, I'm going to butcher it. But I look forward to seeing how the Lord is going to use them in their ministry. Do you know that God tells us to go into all the world, but he specifically mentions 3 people. He mentions the prisoner. That's what I do. He mentions the widow. That's something we need to do better. And then he mentions the orphans. And so this is an exciting ministry, and I look forward to seeing it, to hearing about it, and to hearing how the Lord is using these good folks for his glory. Come on up, Obed.
Good morning. Thank you so much to be here with you this morning. And thank you to the pastor and his wife. And thank you to the church members as well. So as Pastor mentioned, we are Barasinger family. I'm Obed and my wife, Lacey. We have Israel, our first one. He's 14 years. Jemuel, he's 12. Susie, she's 10. And Reuben, he's 8. So, as Pastor mentioned, you will recognize us with our clothes this morning. So, we are very thank you to be here this morning. And I will ask my wife to come and we will share a little bit about ourselves and then give our testimony, and we have a video about 8 minutes to show you the work we already started in Chad, and the work is continue. And we have displayed back with our prayer card and a list for people who would like to receive our monthly update. They can sign their name and then we can add that to our list and they can receive that. And we have a private Facebook group as well. And we are going back to Chad working with orphans because we already started working in 2018 and we joined Baptist Mid-Mission last year and we are on our deputation right now. And God opened the door very quickly for us. So right now, we are at 62% of our monthly support. And we will show you a little bit more about the work on our video. So I will let my wife start, and then I will tell a little bit about myself and continue from there. Yeah.
Can I do that? Okay. Good morning, everybody. It's really a pleasure for us to be here this morning. And I'm thankful for the opportunity to share with you a little bit about how God has been working in my life up until this point. I am originally from Nova Scotia in Canada, and our family lives in New Brunswick. When we're not on the road, we've been on the road pretty well full-time since September, so we haven't been at home very much, but we are looking forward to getting back to Chad. Really, over the past few years, my prayer has been that I will be faithful to Jesus Christ until the day that I see him face to face. I have experienced many seasons of joy and rejoicing and blessings. There's also been many seasons of difficulty, testing, trial. There have been many times when I have had to cling onto the promise of God that says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And I often need to recite the verse, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lead not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. So many times I do not understand what God is doing nor how he's going to resolve a situation, but I really hold on to the verse in Philippians that says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And it's really been my experience that God will always give me his peace, regardless of whether or not my circumstances have even changed. My desire is to offer my life to God for his service. As a family, we are committed to seeking to follow the Lord and serve him however he directs us. We understand that in ourselves we are weak and unworthy, and that even though we feel inadequate and overwhelmed, sometimes it is truly the power of God that can work through us to accomplish his purposes. We believe that God has called us to serve orphaned children in Chad. My prayer is that I would be faithful to do what he wants me to do here on this earth. And by his grace, I pray that other souls will also be in heaven because we were faithful to say yes to him. I'm thankful that I was born into a Christian family. My father was a pastor, and I grew up going to church probably from my first week of life. From the earliest time I can remember, I was taught that Jesus died for my sins and that I needed to accept him as my own Savior. When I was about 4 years old, I remember overhearing the adults talking one evening, and they were talking about war in another country, and I remember feeling really scared, thinking, what if war comes here, and what if I die? And I knew that I was not ready to die because I had not accepted Jesus as my Savior yet. And so that night I prayed, and I accepted Jesus as my Savior from sin, and I placed my faith in him, and I knew that there was nothing I could do to earn my own salvation. And even though I was very small, I do not doubt that he saved me that day, and I have since been assured that I am his child. Ever since I was young, I was really, really interested in Africa, and I wanted to go there. I love to read. I especially love missionary biographies. And one story, I was talking about this with Pastor before, that really captivated me was the story of George Mueller, who cared for thousands of orphans, and his desire was to show the world that God is real by trusting him to supply for their needs through prayer alone. I also love the story of Amy Carmichael, who was a missionary in India, who saved babies from being sold to the pagan temples and who raised them to serve the Lord. I was willing to be a missionary if God wanted me to. For a while, I even slept on a hammock in my bedroom because I thought it would be good to get used to hardship if I went to Africa someday, even though I found out later that people don't actually sleep on hammocks in Africa. That's more South America. And so finally, when I was 16 years old, my parents allowed me to go on a short-term missions trip to Africa. I took a short-term trip with my church, I guess more through my church. I went by myself with Baptist Bin Missions to visit a missionary couple that was living in Chad. And it was the most incredible experience for me. I loved everything about Chad. Strangely, I felt completely at home there, even though everything about Chad is vastly different from life in North America. I loved the slow pace of life, the sunshine, the beautiful people who seemed to be so joyful and full of laughter all of the time, despite the incredible difficulty of their daily lives and their extreme poverty. I thoroughly enjoyed seeing the missionaries work, visiting lots of different churches, and getting to know lots of young people and talking about the differences in our cultures. I also met Obed on that first trip to Chad. He was working for the missionary family that I was visiting, and I was able to meet several of his friends and his family members. And it was really on that first trip to Chad that God confirmed in my heart that he wanted me to serve him there. I just didn't know at the time how exactly or what that would look like. After that trip, I returned to Canada. I finished high school, and then I did a practical nurses program at community college. And again, God opened the door for me to return on another short-term missions trip to Chad, this time in a different city and living with different missionaries. And during that trip, I was able to spend time working in the maternity clinic and seeing the medical side of missionary evangelism work. Obed and I were married in Chad in 2008. This year we are celebrating 16 years of marriage, and we are excited to see what God has planned for us next. Over the past years, we have been praying and seeking about what God wants us to do with our lives. These have really been years of growing and learning, trusting, maturing. God has given us 4 healthy children. We've been able to complete our university education in Canada, and Obed has had plenty of time to get used to the Canadian culture and mindset as well. We've always known that God wanted us to return to Chad to serve him. We have just had to be patient in waiting for him to open the door. We have learned that God's timing is perfect. We are learning to be patient and to trust him. We are learning to be content in whatever state we find ourselves. We are learning to reach out to others and serve right where we are, even when sometimes we are longing to be somewhere else. I have been reflecting on the verse, "To whom much has been given, much more shall be required." There are so many ways in which I have been given much. For one, I was born in a country where I have freedom, all of my needs met. I have never lacked for food or water or health care. I am part of a large family, and I was brought up in a home where I have always been safe and secure and loved. I've known the love of Christ since I was a small child. My heart is often stirred for the ones that God has called us to reach out to. There are many little children, street children, orphan children, who do not have any idea what it is to be loved, to be safe, to be cared for, to be part of a close family. They have no idea who Jesus is and that God sees them and loves them. And because I have received these blessings through none of my own doing, I believe that I am responsible to be a good steward of what I have been given and to offer love, family, and the good news of Jesus to those that God has called us to reach out to. I would ask you to continue to pray for us whenever you think of us. We want to follow God and obey Him, but there are times when we become scared and we don't find it easy to do all that is required. Right now, to travel around and share our burden, to raise support, to depend on God to care for us. Moving from a country like here to a place like Chad is a big undertaking. Life is much harder. Everything is different there. And we will be doing without a lot of the comforts that we take for granted here. We will need to trust in the Lord to take care of us each step of the way. Thank you.
As Lacey mentioned, I was born in Christian family. My dad was one of a pastor from a First Baptist Church in Kumbra area. I went to church every Sunday when I was small. And at that time, I thought that I was saved. But when I became a teenager, I realized that I wasn't saved at that time. So I accepted Christ as my savior at the age of teenager. And I got baptized at the age of 18 years old. And sometimes we think that being born in Christian family, we are already saved by the blood of Christ. But we need to open our heart for Christ to come and live in. So James 4:17 said, "Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist to the devil, and he will flee from you." So during my youth, I served God in my community and in my church by helping widows in their field during the raining season and participate in various activities and programs at the church. And many of my friends from school, they are orphans. And I used to play with them at the old orphanage in my town. And as I grow older, I often burden with the condition of orphan and vulnerable children that I saw around me. And a desire to help has remained constant in me. As the Bible tells us in the book of James 1, 26-27, and as a Christian, we're supposed to work for eternity, not for this earth. And in 2003, God allowed me to meet the young lady. Today, she became my wife for the first time, as she mentioned. And we met again for the second time in 2007 in different fields. But I was working with different missionaries at that time again. And we got married in 2008. And God allowed me to come to Canada and help me to finish my university study there. But He has put in my heart to return to my country and serve people there. And this is the call from God for me. And sometimes the temptation is for the people to leave Africa and not to go back. And it's hard for people to leave a rich country like North America to return to the third world country like Chad. However, God has shown me that He wants me to return to my home I know that life on this earth is short and we are supposed to be working for eternity. When I see the kid living in the street with nothing and hungry, crying with, and they losing their parents, and that dying is bother me a lot. And the Bible remind me that the God cares for the orphan and see them in their suffering. And I think that he sent people to tell them about him. And these children need to know someone cares about them, and they need to listen to the word of God. And they need to go to the church and to hear that Jesus Christ died on the cross for their sins. God has tested my faith and my patience, as I have felt that God wants us back to Chad for a long time, but he has had us to wait much longer than we thought. However, we learn a lot of things from God, and we see that his way is best and his timing is best. I think that I'm learning to trust God more. Some 37:5 said that commit thy way unto the Lord, trust always in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Matthew 28:19-20 speak to me often. Go ye therefore and teach all the nation, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command to you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the earth. So the recommendation of the Matthew is not only for the pastors, but is also for all Christians to proclaim this good news. And we can do this by reaching out to the children in Chad. I do not believe that God has called me to be a pastor, but rather to be a Christian father and godly leader to the children he sent to us. God can use each of us with our differences and with our talent and gift to serve him. One of advantage that I have for working with these children and in this community is that I don't need to learn any kind of languages, because I already speak French and I know the culture, and the kid know me and my family speak French. So God has prepared us for that ministry for a long time. So when we will be back in Chad, we don't need a longer time of adjustment before we get to the work. And we need the people to pray for us, and we need people to come one day and help us. And the street boys know me already, and they trust me, and they call me Papa, and they ask me when I will build a home for them, and they can come and live with us. So I find that the people in the region, sometimes they don't like the street kid. They are beating them, and they say that the orphan kids are cursed. But we continue to pray God and to help them. So we are very glad that we are able to use all the mission house to start our orphanage work. Last year, we received a gift to put a wall on the property, and the local government gave me 17 acres of land to use for the future for the ministry. So we need people to pray for us, and people to come and see the work in Chad. So the video, we will resume all thing, and then at the end, the service, if you have a question, you can ask, and we will be very happy to answer your question. And we have a prayer card.